Are you ready to go in 2012? Ready to take on another new year?
No.
Come on, this is a good year. Because we're here 1 year closer to the coming of Jesus. What do you hope for in this year? What kinds of hopes do you have as we come into this new year? Back in the 1970s, that'll stretch some of your minds. The 1970s, my brother had moved about 50 miles away from my parents' house, and he'd gotten married, moved down there, and he was doing some things, and he said, "Why don't you come down for a couple of weeks this summer?" Okay. So I packed up some things, went down to his house, and we were working on one of his cars or on my car. I don't remember. Some car. We were always working on something. And we were working on this car, and we needed this tool. And he had this neighbor that also worked on cars a lot and stuff. And, well, maybe the neighbor had this tool. So we went over, knocked on the door. And this red-haired girl answered the door. Guess who? Yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah. I need to know this girl better. So, needless to say, I worked less on cars the rest of that summer than I did some other stuff because I hoped to spend time with her. I wanted to spend time with this girl. What are your hopes for the new year? What are your hopes for the new year? The door is just opened on this new year, and you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity. What are your hopes for this year? I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians again. Back to our scripture for today. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You know these verses very well. As Paul is comforting the Corinthians about what happens when people die. And he says in verse 53, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and when this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory?" This gives us hope, doesn't it? That we will not just pass away and be gone forever, but we have a hope that Jesus is coming again. Thank you. That Jesus is coming again and we will be raised incorruptible. What a beautiful opportunity. What a hope is ours. And I want to say to you as we open this new year, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Keep your eye fixed on where we're going, what we're here for, what this is all about. Don't lose hope. Now is not the time to change the middle letter of our name. We are not SOA. Sort of Adventist. Kind of, sort of, you know, a little bit, you know, well, I used to was. Used to was, huh? Well, I used to do that. Well, I used to go to Sabbath school. Let that one sink in just a little bit. I used to be vegetarian. I used to guard the edges of the Sabbath. No. Now's not the time to be a sort of Adventist. It's time to be all in, to give it all to the Lord, to be completely given to Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 says, "Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?" Brothers and sisters, we're 1 year closer to Jesus coming back. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't that awesome? Jesus is coming back. And so, in the last verse of our scripture reading for today, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, do what? Steadfast, absolutely. Be steadfast. Stay with it. Stay with the course. Be who you know the Lord wants you to be. Immovable. Not moving." And then it says, what? "Always abounding in the work of the Lord." Always abounding in the work of the Lord. You know, when Patty and I were courting, what did we do? We sent letters all the time when we couldn't be together. We did special things for one another. We were abounding in all of those nice things you do for one another, right? Ooh, I can remember when I went away to college and she'd send me a letter and be like, "Ooh, I got a letter." And I'd pull it out of the box and then it's like, ooh, she put some stuff on it. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, we look for these things, right? We abound in good things for one another. Gentlemen, don't stop. Don't stop, guys. Just keep courting her, just like you always did. Just stay with that. Abound in those nice things. Abound, and it's the same in our Christian walk. If we love the Lord, we will abound in His work. Yes? In the work of the Lord. Romans 13, verse 11 says, "And do this, knowing the time." We're in the last days, yes? 1 year closer to the end. "Knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake." That's right, to awake out of sleep. "For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." That is so true. Again, this year we are one step closer. And Jesus said in John chapter 9, verse 4, "I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work." So brothers and sisters, we should be abounding in the work of the Lord. And then the last phrase says, "Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Yes? Knowing it is not in vain. You see, I got to stand before the pastor and get married to that little red-haired girl. And what a blessing. What a blessing, because now I get to spend my whole life with her. So I get to spend all the time with her. She has to go to work sometimes, but, you know, we get as much as we can. And so that's what we're looking for. It wasn't in vain that I courted her. Now I get to spend my whole life with her. What a blessing. And so it's the same with you and I as we are in our Christian life, isn't it? We are in love with the Lord, yes? Right. We want to spend time with the Lord. Right. We want to be with Him. We have this hope, don't we? Jesus is coming again. Right. Come on now. Jesus is coming again. Yes, we have this hope. We sang about something like that recently, haven't we? That Jesus is coming. We should be lifting up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. We have this hope. And our hope you can read about in verses 51 and 52 in our scripture reading. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall all be changed. Are you looking forward to that with hope? Absolutely. Absolutely. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. When? At the last trump. Who's going to blow that trump? The angels, that's right. Who are they going to be with? Jesus, as we see him coming again in the clouds. Absolutely. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. That's our hope. What's it based on? What's our hope based on? What's our hope of a resurrection based on? Verse 20, that's right. Jesus, that's right. Verse 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Our hope is in him. That's our assurance that he is coming again to take us to himself. We have hope. We have promises. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me. I mean, think about that for just a minute. We get to sit with Christ on his throne. What's that going to be like? What's that going to be like to sit with Jesus in his throne? I just imagine it as we walk up the steps there, and there's Jesus, and he's got a place there for you. And as we look up there and see that, I'm going to think to myself, that's got to be for somebody else, huh? That's got to be for somebody else. And he says, no, come on up, come on up. I got a place for you right here. It's like, no way, man, this can't happen. This can't be happening. Somebody pinch me, you know? Is this for real? Yeah, we get to sit with Jesus on his throne. And as you turn around to sit down and you look out, it's like, can this be real? I'm sitting with Jesus. I'm sitting with Jesus. How exciting is that? I will grant to sit with me on my throne as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Do you know who that promise was made to? Yes, to us. To us. Not to just any old church of those seven churches in Revelation, but it was to the last church. And surprisingly, that promise was made to the church that was, you know, not exactly the hottest church on the block. That was made to us, not because we were lukewarm, but because we stayed with him and overcame. Come on now. Let's turn up the heat here. It's because we stayed with Jesus. We overcame by the word of the testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Yes? Jesus grants for us to sit with him in his throne. We get to spend eternity with our God. We're not in this just for a lifetime. We get to spend eternity with our God. How is that going to happen? Except that we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Brothers and sisters, as we start this new year, I want you to think for a moment, as we did at our communion last Sabbath. Man, that was awesome. Man, that was good. We had a great communion last Sabbath evening. And I want to bring it to you as well here in this venue. Are you overcoming because of the blood of the Lamb? Is that in your life? Is that in your life? Absolutely. We have to have the blood of the Lamb covering us to be ready to go into this new year. And I want to give you an opportunity just now again to make sure that your heart, you examine your own heart. Are you covered with the blood of the Lamb? That's what it's about. That's what I want to make sure of today. It's not about the things you do. It's not about who you know. It's not that you're in this building today. It's that you know Jesus and you're covered by the blood of the Lamb. And because of that, you're in this building and what you do, right? Because you have that relationship with Him. And then it says, by the word of their testimony. How's your testimony planned out this year? What you got going for a testimony this year? I want you to think about that for a few. I have two gentlemen ready with some papers for me. I'll get to the other thing here in just a minute. I have some papers that a couple of fellows are going to be handing out to you. They look like this. I want you to think about your testimony because we have some opportunities today for you to think about your testimony. We as Seventh-day Adventists believe that there is a world to be warned, yes? There is a message to be given, yes? There are three angels flying in the midst of heaven, having everlasting gospel to do what? To sit on it? To preach. To do what? To preach. Okay, I'm going to ask one more time. To do what? To preach. That's right. Brothers and sisters, that's not just this guy who stands up here Sabbath mornings. That's not what it's all about. Because it's got to be preached to the world. And you can do that, not me. I could never do it like you can. And so we have an opportunity here for you to make a difference. And I want to kind of have you get a state of the church, if you will, as we come into this new year. And think about what your plans are for this year, because your church is. You'll find on this sheet, at the very foundation, something called servant evangelism. And then building on that, there are three things. Physical health, and we're talking about helping others understand their physical health and how to improve that. We're looking at Creation Health being put out by Florida Hospital, and we're looking at the CHIP program. How many are you familiar with Creation Health and CHIP and these kinds of things? Yes, a few of you. All right. So we're looking at maybe working with those kinds of things. The health message is the what? Right arm of the gospel, yes? So we're hoping to help people understand how to make their health better. But we also want to talk about how to help people in their marriages. And so another pillar is the marriage and how their marriages are doing. You know what the divorce rate is in our world. Who was it? Some some celebrity here had a marriage that lasted, what, a couple of weeks? A couple of days, something? A couple of months? I don't remember. Just a few days? Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And then the last in our troubled economic times is financial health. And all of that is supporting our work of telling others how to have spiritual health. Yes? No? Yes? Hello? Isn't it true?
Yes.
All right, thank you. That's what we're here for, to help them have spiritual health. And so you can see this three-step process, right? All right. So we want to have two evangelistic series this year. They're going to be shorter than the one we just got done not too long ago. All of you stick with me on this page, all right? Stick with me on this page for right now, okay? We'll get to the others, trust me. I won't let you out until we got to them, okay? So stay with me here. All right? So you'll see we have two evangelistic series. They'll be each about 2 weeks long. Each about 2 weeks long. They're 2 weeks with the weekends on both ends, right? So it's 2 weeks plus the weekends there. The first one we're looking for starts May 4 and ends May 19. The second one will be about 6 months later, October 26 through November 10. All right? Then underneath of that, it says A through Z. You see that where it says A through Z? What that means is we hope everybody in the church participates. If your last name starts with A, like, oh, I don't know, Abram or something, you know, then I hope you're here. And if your name is Z, do we have anybody with Z last name? Last name, Zach, last name. Zach's a first name. Do we have anyone with a last, no? X, Y, how about Y? Do we have some Ys? Whose name starts with Y? Maybe somebody named Young. No? All right, let's see. W, X, Y. X, no, probably not any X's, huh? W's? We have some W's, yes. So we want you there too. All right, there you go. We have some W's. Now, those are going to be supported by three main sets of seminars: physical, marriage, and financial. Now, this would be huge if you were here for all of this stuff. Woo, that'd keep you really busy. So we wanted to break it down. So you'll see that February 25 through March 3, we'll be doing probably Creation Health, all right? And if your name starts with an A, your last name starts with an A, or your last name starts with an H, like, say, Pofecker or something, right? Right? Then you'll be here for that first one. Why? Why do we want you here? Actually, we probably won't have it here. We'll probably have it at maybe Watson Clinic or something, I hope, so that we can have them working with us to encourage health. Okay? So as we do this, why do we want people with last names A through H here to be in attendance at that meeting? Because we want you to build a relationship with the people that will come. We want you to say hello to them, get to know them, be their friend. Say, hey, I was just wondering if you could go out to lunch sometime, or whatever, however you can connect to that person. That's your opportunity to connect with them. But don't feel left out if your name starts with an R, because you'll have an opportunity to go to the health session August 4 through 11. Now, what happens if your name is Jones? Hey, can't I go to the physical one? Can't I go to Creation Health? Sure. But we don't want to make you feel like, yeah, my name was on the list, so, or wasn't on the list, so I can't go. Okay? We didn't want you to feel that way. But at the same time, we don't want you to feel that you're going simply because you have to. We want you to go because you love the Lord and your testimony is gaining you the victory and you love the Lord and wanted to serve Him. That's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. We're here to do service. We're here to do evangelism because we love God supremely and others as ourselves, yes? Isn't that what it's all about? Boy, it's gotten quiet in here. Woo! Yeah, I'm asking for a commitment, a pretty big one. And I know it's not going to be easy. I know it's not even possible for some people. But I'm looking for the Holy Spirit to talk to your hearts right now. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. And I'm just given a vehicle for Him to work with. If He can work with you, praise the Lord. That's what we're looking for. The same thing I asked when I asked if you were covered by the blood of the Lamb. I'm looking for a vehicle for the Holy Spirit to work with. That's what we're looking for here. And the same is true with the marriage health. I'm hoping that people with names that start with an I, a J, a K, an L, an M, an N, an O, or a Q. I just mixed it up, huh? I'm hoping they can be here between March 19 and 24. So that they can connect with people. Because brothers and sisters, as we connect with people, we connect with hearts. As we connect with hearts, we can connect hearts to the one who is the lover of our souls. Yes? Amen. That's what we're looking for you to make connections for Jesus Christ. That's what we're doing. Building toward helping these people with their spiritual health as well as other things. And so you can see how that works. On the marriage health, September 17 through 22, I'll be there for the A through H group. Financial help between April 16 and 20, the R through Z group, and then October 8 through 12. I through Q. Now, down the next level. How are we going to help people to know about these seminars? How are they going to know about that? We start with servant evangelism. How are they going to know that Seventh-day Adventists care about them? We serve them. We help them. We do for them. We want to bless them. And I'm hoping that everyone will be involved in this one as well. Whoo, Pastor, come on. This is a lot of stuff. Help me out here. This is too much. On this servant evangelism, I'm not looking for you to do a lot. Here's what I'm asking for. Are you ready? I'm looking for not a week, not even a whole day. I'm looking for maybe 2 hours, maybe only 1 hour. I'm looking for just a short time. Servant evangelism doesn't need to take weeks or even days, just an hour or two. Just an hour or two. And maybe it only needs to happen maybe once a quarter. Once every 3 or 4 months. That's all we're looking for here for the servant evangelism. Okay, whew. Now you can breathe a little bit easier, right? That's not so bad. An hour or two, once a quarter. I bet you can handle that even, huh? Right. Yeah, you can do that. All right? So let's turn the page then. Let's turn the page and look at a little bit of what that's going to look like. We're on the back side of that same sheet now. We're on the back side of that same sheet. How are we going to do that? First of all, we're going to pray. We're going to pray about this idea of servant evangelism. We're going to pray about it. The timing, the place, the people, the activity, all of those things, because we're not just doing something nice for people. We are inviting God to be part of this. We want God to be in this. All right, get a small group of people together, number two, about 4 to 6 people. So maybe you and your spouse decide, hey, we're going to do servant evangelism this weekend. And so you ring up your phone, ring, 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 ring. Hey, Duffy, we're going to go out and do some servant evangelism. You want to go out for an hour? Maybe two. There it is. I'll pay you later, man. That was awesome. That was beautiful. All right? So you call somebody up and say, hey, how about going out and we'll do this together? All right? And what do? You're going to go out with people who enjoy meeting and helping others and doing what? Smiling. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Have enough connection cards ready, all right? Down below might be a sample of what those connection cards will look like, all right? So you can see what those look like. And those connection cards on the one side explain to people that we are talking to that no, they don't need to pay for this water bottle that we're giving them. No, they don't need to pay us. We're not taking donations. We refuse donations when we're washing their windshield on their car. We're not there to make money. No, we're doing this for free. No strings attached. We just want to say, God loves you. Can we do that? Can we tell people God loves them? We just hand them a card. You don't have to talk. You don't have to worry about getting tongue-tied. Thanks for the opportunity to serve you. Here's the card. And you hand it to them, and it's got our name in case they need us again later. And on the back side, it has information about those three main things that we're talking about. Because as they come to those, then we can invite them further to our evangelistic meetings, right? And so number four, back up toward the top. Bring other supplies for the type of activity you've chosen. If you're handing out water bottles, you need water. You guys are good. If you're going to wash windows, you need paper towels, squeegees, some cleaner stuff, right? Makes sense. So whatever you're going to be doing, have the stuff ready to do that, all right? Number five. Meet with your little group. So Duffy and I and our families will get together. We'll meet ahead of time. We'll decide who's going to do what. And then we're going to pray. We're going to pray because, again, this is God's work. We're not just out there to have a good time and feel good and just do nice stuff. We're there to work for God, to give Him an opening, a time to bless. This prayer is a vital thing for us to do. We want to do this because when God is present, He will often minister in unexpected ways. So we want to be open for that too and pray that God will make us ready when that unexpected thing happens. We might be washing a window. And the guy gets his buck ready to hand out the window. And we say, no, no, we're not doing that for this. Here's a card. And he reads that. And he says, showing God's love. And he looks up at you and he says, yeah, I used to be a Christian. Let's be praying that God will give us the words right at that moment, yes? Because God will put people in our path that we can bless. Number six, is that where we are? Yes, those people are special to Him. Number six, meet again right afterward to debrief. This has two purposes. First, we can take time to thank the Lord for what He did. We gave an opportunity to people to know who we are and what we're about. And then we can also recount the joys of working for Him. And if you have a story where God is really blessed and you were able to minister to someone's need, let me know about it. I want to hear your story. And then second, we can ask how we can improve the experience. All right, turn the page. Turn the page now. And at the top it says, Servant Evangelism Ideas. I got this from the website at the bottom. You see a little website listed there at the bottom in light type. I just took that wholesale. So take note, not all of these things are cool. Okay? All right? When you go out fishing with a net, sometimes you have to throw some stuff back, right? So, for example, in the first column there, the second thing, we're not going to do coffee giveaways, okay? Everyone clear? No, we're not. No, no, no coffee. No. We're not going to do coffee giveaways. We're not going to do Halloween reverse trick-or-treats. Not going to happen, okay? Not going to happen. All right, so we just want you to be clear here. We are going to not be SOAs, are we? We're going to be SDAs. We're Seventh-day Adventist. We have a message to bear to the world that makes us different, and we will stay that way. All right, but there are lots of good things to do here. Does it rain in Florida? Does it rain? Could you find out even ahead of time when it was going to rain? Is that possible to know ahead of time when it's going to rain? And could you like go to the mall and stand at the entrance of the mall for 1 hour on a rainy afternoon and wait for that lady who's got like packages and a baby in this hand and a stroller in this hand, and she's coming out and she goes, uh-oh, it's raining. And could you be standing there with this they make big umbrellas down here, man. Could you be standing there with this gigantic umbrella and say, can I take you to your car? Yeah. Could you do that? I brought this umbrella. We're out here today to help people get to their... Could we do that?
Yeah.
Is that something we could do? Yeah, we could do that and hand them a card. Just showing the love of Jesus. Beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it beautiful? And then they hear, we want to bless you in other ways too. We want to bless your health. We want to bless your marriage. We want to bless your finances. We are here to bless you. That's what we do. We're Seventh-day Adventists. We love people and we love our God. Isn't it true? All right. And so look through this. There are tons and tons and tons of ideas. The paper's a little bit confusing because it came off the website. But if you imagined all these papers just strung together, and column one just went all the way down all the sheets, and then you went up to column two, it makes a little more sense. So if you assume that page two was just stapled to the bottom of page one, then it makes more sense. Because sometimes, like on the top of page two, on the right-hand side, there's just stuff without a connection to what it is, but it's actually connected to the holidays on page one. So it's a little confusing, but you'll get the idea. All right. I'm imagining, maybe, I don't know, but I'm imagining that maybe you have questions. Maybe you have questions that you would like to ask. And there's folks here from our evangelism committee that your church board created that I'd like to invite up. So if you were on that committee meeting, I want you to come up. I want you to come up because maybe you can help answer some questions that people have. All right? And our gentlemen here have microphones. If you have a question, now's the time about the plan here and what's going on. Okay, we only have a few minutes, folks. Come on. Are there any questions? Yes, question right here. We have a question. Thank you for breaking the ice.
You're saying that we're not taking donations and stuff like that?
Yes, correct.
What if the youth are out doing, we're washing the window, mm-hmm. and this young person was compelled to, and they said, I can't leave without giving you something. Are you going to give us guidelines on what to say to say?
Yeah. Okay. Guidelines on that. If someone feels compelled to give you money, what do you do? You refuse it. You refuse it. All right? You may not agree with that, but it's really hard to give out a card that says, yes, it's free when you're not giving it away for free. However, at the same time, at the bottom of the card is our name. If they're seriously compelled, they will figure out how to get the money to us, won't they?
Also, all right. I would suggest yes. If somebody is compelled to give something, you could invite them to come.
That's right. Exactly. All right.
Or anytime they can come to our facility and drop it off.
There you go. Exactly. All right. So they have opportunities. Thank you, Steve. They have opportunities to give if they want, but right then, we won't take it.
Part of the event is just to invite them to get to know us a little bit, and if they want to do it, that's one way.
Absolutely.
So are we going to have some way of identifying our church on us?
Badges or something?
Name tags or badges?
Well, that's a good idea. We could make that happen.
Or possibly T-shirts.
Sure. Ooh, I love T-shirts, man. I love T-shirts. I have a T-shirt from Costa Rica because I was there. Loved it. It was beautiful. All right? Good question. T-shirts, some kind of name badges. We'll need to look into that. Beautiful. All right? Other questions? Good thought. Back there. Question back there. Hang on. He's coming. He's right there.
The little cards that have the calendar on, are you making them, or is that something we're supposed to
do? No. Thank you for asking. Good question. Those will be supplied. Those will be supplied to you. And hopefully the calendar on the back will be a little more readable. Because I don't know about you folks, but my eyes are too old to read that. All right, other questions? Yes, right up here. Hang on, he's on his way.
I'm not quite sure of this. Now, you're talking about the people right here in the front.
Maybe. Yes, go ahead.
But these lists here are to take... 4 or 6 people and go out and do these things?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, then what you do after you get the card, on the back of the card that you give them, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Most of us are intimidated or scared or whatever in approaching people. This is a way that we can witness without saying a word. You just give them, you do the service, you give them a card.
Okay.
And the Holy Spirit will respond. And they'll read, hopefully, with the calendar card, it's something they can use. They'll be looking at this card all the time, hopefully throughout the year, and they refer to it, and they see, hey, there's something going on here. At the end of the year, I mean, there's something always going on. And you can always carry these cards with you, even as you walk down the street. You may not be involved in a project, but you may meet someone and just give them a card with a calendar on it. Who's going to refuse a card with a calendar on it?
Okay. All right. Good question. Thank you.
I notice on here you have a phone number. Is that the phone that's in the hallway out there that nobody answers?
Yes, that'd be the one that no one answers. Exactly, yes.
So we need to do something about that so they get a human.
Right, phone. Yeah. That phone will be... Not answered, but it's got someone who's checking in on it. So,
okay, because it rang out there earlier today and nobody answered it. So,
well, it rang out there earlier today and I answered it. So, Larry, I think it was the guy who called. Yes, Larry called.
And I answered it
Okay, so there it is. Okay, yes.
This phone has an answering machine on it, or no?
Yeah, it has an answering machine on it. Yes, yes.
All right, and also, I mean, it does, we have guidelines, alphabetical, you know, when we'll go where, and but we can do it with our family or our friends. We can also do it with our ministries.
Absolutely.
Together to go somewhere, the youth together.
Yes, thank you. I didn't want to give the impression that this is taking the place of anything, okay? Our ladies will still be doing women's ministries things. Yes, absolutely. The youth will still be doing youth things. Yes, we will still continue with those kinds of things. These exercises are intended to build toward, specifically toward, our evangelistic series going on twice this year. Yes.
Is there anything wrong with adding the address to? For the church?
We could, I just didn't have space. So, you know, depending on what we end up with as a final version, there might be a little bit different look to this, yes.
What I have found out is that most Adventists don't have people that they can invite to a seminar. Really, we don't. Once we become Adventists, most of us, we leave all our friends outside. We want to kind of separate ourselves. This is a way of reconnecting. When we come to the seminar, these are people that we can, like in H, like you said, it's a relationship. You get friends in these seminars, and once you have friends, you can say, hey, how about coming to this evangelist service, which everybody's going to be involved in October. We build our base for inviting people to our seminars. This is basically what it is, a relationship evangelism. That's what it amounts to.
Yes. All right. I can take one more question, and then I have to close. Yes.
Did you have this petition?
I'm sorry?
Did you have this petition for the people?
Transportation. Yes, we can. I'm sure that we can work out something, much as we did for our... as we did for our communion last week. We'll work out something. If you need it, sister, call. We will make sure somebody can come and pick you up. All right, I'd like to take just a moment now to pray together. To pray together and take groups of twos, threes, pray together about this coming year, your commitment to it, and how you can be a blessing. There are other times to play. There are other times to pray for you know, the normal things that we pray for. Today, I want to take just a few moments to pray for our testimony, for our witness for the Lord in 2012. So let's take just a moment to pray, and I will close.